Davis Van Opdorp here with Jonathan Harding and Matt Ford. We are in Freiburg in our special podcast this week. We're in the Schwarzwaldstadion catching in their game against Augsburg. We're going to be talking with some Freiburg fans before the game, some Freiburg fans after the game. But first, let's get our first impressions of the game this afternoon. It's a lovely afternoon here in Freiburg.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We're in the top stands in the fan block D of the Osttribüne.
Just next to the away fans.
Yeah, we have a beautiful view of... A perfect view, I would say, of the Südtribüne here in Freiburg.
Yeah.
The lineups...
Nordtribüne.
Oh, we got a view of all the tribunes.
Of all the tribunes, yeah. So, beautiful forest in the background. It's not necessarily in bloom yet. It's still February.
Yeah.
But it's a great, great, great atmosphere here in Freiburg. We've seen the lineups now.
Yeah.
Two Englishmen, one Englishman for both teams.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the game?
I don't know. You said it before kickoff. You said it was going to be a 0-0. So I'm kind of worried that it is going to be a 0-0.
I went for 4-0.
Yeah, Matt went for 4-0 because of the Wolfsburg result, which, you know, I'm a little bit optimistic maybe. But no, I mean, look, it's a beautiful afternoon. It's great to be in this stadium. It's been a long time. Yeah, it's one of those games that you think Freiburg has to win. You know, if you don't win this, you get sucked into a relegation battle that you expect Freiburg to be above because there are worse teams in this division. I think that's been one of the reasons that Freiburg have stayed in the Bundesliga for so many seasons, because there have always been worse teams, and this season is a perfect example of that. There are worse teams. Nuremberg, Hannover, Stuttgart, there are worse teams. I think I fancy Freiburg to win today. You know, 1-0, 2-1. Beautiful afternoon. Should be good.
This actually should be, Matt, a game that Freiburg should win. I mean, Augsburg is below them in the table currently. Freiburg's sole responsibility to their fans is basically to stay in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, Freiburg are coming off the back of a 0-0 draw away at Schalke. I think you can see that in two ways. On the one hand, I think a point away at Schalke is always good no matter what the situation.
Although they had 10 men, right?
Exactly, but looking back at last week, you're looking at a Schalke team with 10 men and a Schalke team which has the current issues which we're all well aware of.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Augsburg will be, they're playing below their own standards, and they've set relatively high standards for themselves in recent years under Manuel Baum.
Yeah.
However, I'd say that I'd always point out that game against Bayern Munich. I know they got beat 3-2 in the end.
Yeah, that's
but a really brave performance. They took the ball, they took possession, they exploited key weaknesses in that Bayern
side. There is
definitely some knowledge there. There's definitely a style of football that they can play. And watching the likes of Philipp Max warming up, he was really important in the build for those two games,
that's
goals
true.
Against Bayern. And watching the likes of Kacinovic warming up here.
Yeah.
There's goals in that side. For me, Augsburg are underperforming this year, so I don't think it'll be as straightforward to Freiburg as you two think.
Oh, it's time to find out. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, so we'll get to our halftime thoughts, but first we want to show you the interview that we had with four Freiburg fans before the game. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. It's Saturday afternoon on match day 23 in the Bundesliga, and we're in Freiburg outside the Schwarzwaldstadion. A beautiful setting, beautiful weather, and a few of us have made the trip. It's not just me on my own this time. Davis is with us, as you heard in the introduction. John is here as well. And we're also lucky to have four Freiburg fans who are enjoying a Rothaus beer outside the Schwarzwaldstadion.
I love the way the beers are. It's like more of a beaker than an actual mug.
Always a positive when we get to actually come to a German football match. So, Laz, first of all, thank you for your time, and yeah, maybe just introduce yourself. What's your name? Where are you from? And how long have you been a Freiburg fan?
Yeah, hi, I'm Lenny. I'm 21 years old, and yes, I've been a Freiburg fan since I was born. I think so. Yeah, and I have a season card since I think 5 years now. Yeah,
cool.
So I
favorite
got to.
Player? Favorite player?
Nils Pedersen.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling that could be a common, a popular name today.
Yeah, Freiburg's top Bundesliga scorer now. So.
Next, what's your name? Where are you from? And how long have you been a Freiburg fan?
So, my name is Finn. I'm 21 years old also. And actually, since my birth, I was I was here in the stadium.
21 years, so
we have been here together for 8-9 years, I
you're
think.
You're also a season ticket holder?
Yeah, wow. Of course. No.
Favorite player?
Also my favorite player was Baumann, but not anymore. So, he f***ed it up. And now I think it's Hoefler.
Okay. Next, same questions to you, sir.
Yes, I'm Thomas, I'm 31 years old. I'm a Freiburg supporter since I was 7 years old. That was when my family moved here to Freiburg. It was the time when Freiburg was in the first division and entered UEFA Cup and so on. My favorite player at the moment, I would say, let's say Mike Franz for a change here. So that's it.
Yes, my name is Tobias. I'm 32 years old and I'm Freiburg fan since 1989. So since I was 3 years old. And actually, my favorite player is also Nils Petersen, because he joined Freiburg when they stand on the last at the end of the league, and he decided to stay with Freiburg in the second Bundesliga. So he's a really good player, really a helpful player for Freiburg, and I think there are not many players in the world who will be so familiar with their team.
This weekend, Freiburg are celebrating the anniversary of the first promotion to the Bundesliga 25 years ago. They've got a special kit
really nice.
That's come out. Is that something you remember, or were you a little bit too young?
Yes, but I was really young, but I remember it. We watched it in our sports club in Furtwangen in the Black Forest, where I was born, and yes, I remember it.
With Finn here, he only knows Freiburg in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, so you'll have no idea about 25 years ago when.
No, actually not. So there was a lot of up and downs.
Yeah, right. But that's always one of the big questions with Freiburg. I think it's not disrespectful to say that Freiburg is one of the smallest, if not the smallest club in the Bundesliga, one of the smallest stadiums, one of the smallest budgets, in one of the smallest cities in Germany. How do you manage to compete as a club? How do you manage to stay in the Bundesliga year after year?
Well, I think the financial concept is very good, and it's very familiar. I saw the team and the trainers, the coaches. It's like a big family, and everyone sticks together and helps each other. And I think that's a big point of the concept in Freiburg. And just a good financial foundation.
What is it about Christian Streich that you like so much? Because obviously everybody says in the league, oh, you've got great coaches. Everybody talks about Bayern and Dortmund, but Streich is every year with this not very much money.
He was just firing at one point.
He was. Does such a great job. What is it that makes him so special for you guys?
Who's got an answer for John?
that's of course a big success factor here, because that is the point. There is not much money for the big players. It always is kind of restricted to young players, to the ones of the own youth sector. Yeah. And Christian Streich is a big factor of making a successful team out of that, out of these kind of minor possibilities that are here. And of course he's kind of well liked, because he has quite interesting opinions to everything. Not only restricted to football, but his press conferences are always interesting. That always plays a role of making him also known to people outside of Freiburg.
Is it important for you as a Freiburg fan, for you guys, to have a manager who talks about things that are not just about football?
Personally, for me, yes, because I'm convinced that football is more than football itself. It has quite a role for society and for keeping people together, and because football makes people coming together, and so that's why I think it's a perfect platform to talk about other things too, and this is something that is happening here in Freiburg.
Do you feel like you, as a group of fans, as supporters in Freiburg, do you have a good relationship with the football club? Do you feel like your football club listens to you, talks to you, involves you?
So I think most of the time there are quite a lot of things that don't work as well as we wish. So
like what?
So like fan culture things. The club, we got a Polizeiverordnung here. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. And it's pretty hard to get along with that.
Okay. That's always a difficult balance to find. I mean, yeah, if people saw what happened just in Frankfurt a couple of days ago, issues between the club, between the fans, between the police, it's always a difficult balance to find. Going back slightly to the players themselves, we're talking about how Freiburg managed to stay and compete in the league so often. There seems to be an acceptance, I think, in Freiburg that players will leave at some point.
Do you don't have many players. Do you
accept that?
Yes, because this is the Freiburg way. We support young players. The young players came to Freiburg when they don't have the big name like Leo Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo or something.
What are you on about?
And so
for a couple of years, isn't that?
As long as I can remember, Freiburg, one of the success stories is that we develop young players and that we sell them for a lot of money, and only with this money we can stay in the first Bundesliga. Without this money, it is not possible for us to stay in the first Bundesliga, because here are not so many big companies who support Freiburg, or such. It's not a big city. There are only 250,000 people in Freiburg. It's not like Berlin or Frankfurt, and not so big possibilities. And so this is a really good way, and it is way of Freiburg. And I think if you talk in a whole European
football system,
in the whole European in each country, yeah. If you ask what is Freiburg for a football player, it is a chance for development and come to the next level. So yes, that's a really good way, and it's our way.
Is that what makes this club special for you guys? If you had to pick one thing about why you love being a fan of this team, would it be that? Or
yeah, I think so, because I think especially in, like, I don't know the English football.
We can translate
very good,
it quickly if you want.
I don't know the system there very good, but I think there is a lot of money in the league there, and also here with Bayern Munich or clubs like those. They all
who Freiburg drew against earlier in the season.
Yeah, that's true.
Good result.
Don't need money.
Very good. So a lot of clubs just buy good players who are already like
the finished product.
Already finished product, and so Freiburg is very good, like you said, is a big chance for development for these players, and I think that's a big pluspunkt.
A positive thing.
But obviously, part of being a football fan is, of course, you also want to see success, you want to see progress.
Yeah.
So how do you get that balance right? What is success? What is progress for Freiburg?
If I may add to that, what do you expect from your team every year? I mean, this is...
Is it just staying in the league?
Yeah.
Yes. Staying in the league. Yeah. If you look at some statistics, Freiburg is one of the teams who is running the most in the football league in Germany. So they fight each game, and if they are fighting, they stay in the first league. This is all we can expect, but that's fine.
Okay.
Definitely.
Sure, that fight and that will, that attitude to run and really fight for the cause, must come from the quite familiar atmosphere that exists here, I think, in Freiburg. I think that's fair to say. Which brings me on to the next point, which I think is quite a big topic in Freiburg at the moment, and that's the future of the stadium.
Freiburg,
we have this big marketing brochure in my hand right now of all of the wonderful keywords
positives
that they use, and positives, and the scientific achievements of this new stadium.
Freiburg are looking to move away.
Can I see that? I don't know. I mean, I know the concept, but I don't know the brochure.
What do you all think of the idea of Freiburg moving away to a different stadium?
I think we need it. So more place on the stadium is full every game, and we need more space.
Just capacity.
What I think we all are gonna miss the stadium right here.
Of course.
I mean, I've been here a lot of time. A lot of hours I spent here.
And 21 years.
21 years.
So, are there certain characteristics of the new stadium that you expect to see? What's important in a football stadium?
So I hope they transfer a lot of things we have here. So we need to be near the field. So the support is good.
Are there going to be standing? Are there going to be standing places in the new stadium?
Of course, yes. Okay. Of course. I think 36% or something, they said, and that's good. I think they did it well. So.
And what about today? Just to finish up, what do you guys think? Should you win? Will you take a draw?
We need to win.
We need to win
today.
Okay.
Yeah.
2-0 is going to be the result.
2-0?
2-0.
Yes.
Okay. Really good. Was that a good draw away at Schalke last week, 0-0?
Because it was a good game, but would you take the point?
Yeah, well, one point against Schalke is of course good for Freiburg.
Schalke had 10 men.
Yeah.
It should have been more.
Yeah. The way the match has been, it could have been better. But, yeah, what you going to do? Yeah.
So you thought 2-2?
I agree with him, 2-0.
2-0,
okay. I think it's going to be 3-1.
To Augsburg?
No, to Freiburg.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit pessimistic. So
you should drink more Rothaus, mate.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, I say 2-1 for Augsburg, but I hope that Freiburg will win.
Yeah,
because the I was in Augsburg in the first season half, and they f***ed us. So.
So it's halftime here in Freiburg. They're leading 3-0. It's a tremendous game here in the Schwarzwaldstadion. I'm here with two people out of the Netherlands, Ronald and his son Steph. You said you guys come here a lot. What is it like for you guys to be here in the Schwarzwaldstadion today?
Well, it's our second time in the Schwarzwaldstadion, and like you said, it's a tremendous game. No one expected it to be 3-0. Neither the three of you did expect it.
Yeah, I mean, I have predicted 0-0 this day. I'm probably the most wrong of anybody.
Kind of boring.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the game so far?
It's a great atmosphere, and I think 3-0 is more than deserved.
So, you guys were talking to us before that you've been on the Nordtribüne before. What was that like?
Oh, it's really tremendous. It's a big, big atmosphere. They're humping and jumping and all the time, and they're with the flags and singing along. It's a great, great, great atmosphere. Yeah.
So, your dad, Steph, was telling us that you guys are fans of Go Ahead Eagles. What is this atmosphere compared to that in the Holland?
On the B side, it's a better atmosphere than there.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you guys should come to Deventer in Holland to visit Go Ahead Eagles.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really one of the oldest stadiums in Holland. It's a really English stadium, real English atmosphere.
Okay.
And like the old stadiums in England, don't know the word, but where the tiny houses are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's in the residential area.
In the residential area.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yeah. Cool.
I like it.
So I got to ask you guys now, Jonathan and Matt. This is a much better game than I think many of us expected, wasn't it?
I mean, part of the problem for Augsburg is that Rani Kadira is playing centre back. So you've got a midfielder who's playing in the centre defence, and then you've got Schmidt playing, I think, left back. So you've got players who are playing out of position, which means, you know, they're being forced to deal with situations they're not used to. And you saw it on the first goal. The first goal is a mistake from Rani Kadira. Positioning is a problem. Augsburg, we talked about how well they played before the game against Bayern Munich. Terrible performance so far. I mean, Freiburg are a good team on their day, but three goals at halftime.
Yeah, we were also talking about it before halftime. This is Manuel Baum seems to be in a lot of trouble right now.
Could be, yeah. I mean, I must admit, as much as I've been impressed with Freiburg in the first half going forward,
I've been absolutely horrified by Augsburg. Yeah. I mean, John, you're right to point out that Remy Kadira is out of position. You've got a few players out of position there. But Freiburg are winning the midfield battle. Albeit the goals have come from a defensive error and then two set piece situations.
Great goals,
incredible free kick from Vincenzo Grifo and the third goal header from a corner by Niels Petersen. But even so, apart from that, either by chance or design, I think more by chance actually, Freiburg are overloading him on the left hand side. Yeah. The combination of Grifo and Nokorici getting loads of space and overloading them down that left wing. I think if they actually start to recognise that and start to really make the most of that, they can get even more joy out of this, because Augsburg really are all over the place. It's very surprising.
Could be 5-0. Ask what they think the final score is going to be.
Yeah, do you guys, so Niels and Ronald, do you guys think there's going to be more goals in this game?
Yeah, let's hope so. let's hope so. Yeah.
I think 5-1.
Wow.
I like it.
So we'll be back after the game for a little bit more, but second half's about to start. So we're back now in our makeshift studio in our Airbnb here outside of the center of Freiburg. We have Robin, a freelance journalist here in Freiburg, and Helge, who is a Freiburg ultra through and through.
He's a maniac.
He's a Freiburg maniac.
Just to say, he's the only one at this table that's wearing a Freiburg kit. So, yeah. But let's start with you two first, because as we were researching on the tram back to our Airbnb, this 5-1 result for Freiburg, one of the biggest results they've ever had in the Bundesliga, one of the biggest result they've had in the Bundesliga in 18 years. What did you think of the game today? Because this is something that Freiburg fans do not get to see very often.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I think it was a great game. In the halftime, I was talking to some friends of me, and we were asking ourselves, when was the last time it was a 3-0 in the halftime? So I think the atmosphere was quite good. And I mean, the game was very exciting.
Yeah. Well, same with me. It was, I cannot remember that we had a 3-0 in halftime. So it's good for the nerves. But you can't really bear it as a Freiburg fan, because you're not used to it. You don't know what to do in halftime when you're 3-0.
What are you used to?
We are used to a 0-0 or a...
That's what I predicted before the game. That's what I thought we were going to see. This is tremendous that we got a 5-1.
A very narrow game, which is going on and away, and they're always fighting the guys, but they don't score that much, and that consequence, like today.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there were five goals. Niels Petersen scored two of them. You had one from Luka Malschmidt, one incredible free kick from Vincenzo Grifo. Was there one that you had that you liked the most?
Well, I think the second goal, was it Grifo?
Yeah, that was Grifo on the free kick.
Yeah, I mean,
that was at our end of the pitch. For those of you who have been following us on Twitter, that was at our end of the pitch, which made one reason why my voice is so hoarse and so deep right now.
I want to point out that I did predict it going in. Just before the free kick was taken,
Matt,
I said
say,
to John, this is going top corner. Go on, put it in the top corner. And what did you do? Beautifully curled free kick. Fantastic player.
Actually, I did the same. I've witnesses on the Nordtribüne. We were standing there, and Grifo was at the free kick, and I turned around to the guys behind me and said, "Watch out, Grifo! For the first time now, he's putting it for the first time again." Yeah. So he had a lot of free kicks in the second Liga, in the zweite Liga, when he was with us. But in this year Bundesliga, and now since he returned, he hadn't had a
obviously,
goal.
Obviously, he got that move to Borussia Mönchengladbach, didn't he? And obviously now he's come back.
Right.
Yeah. Why didn't it work out for him at Gladbach, do you not think? And are you happy? Are you happy to have him back?
Yeah, very happy. Sorry, Robin.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was. He had some problems with injuries in Mönchengladbach. That's why it was probably really hard for him. And there are also, I mean, at Gladbach, the team is a bit better than at Freiburg, especially in the
on his position.
Well, it wasn't today, but
yeah. But I think every Freiburg fan can be happy that he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask that next. Are you happy that someone like Vincenzo Grifo, who was so important to the team 2 years ago, is back with Freiburg now?
Yeah. And he is like many of our players, he's a social part of our family. Mm. And he has never stopped being it. I've been to the away game in Mönchengladbach, and he was not in the grid. He was not playing, but he was warming up just in front of our Gästekurve.
Our fan section. Yeah.
And he was looking at us with such a
look of longing on his face.
Yeah, a look of longing. Yes, yeah. Yes, that's it. He was looking up, and it seemed like he was saying, "Oh, I want to come home." So, and then I predicted on Twitter. I said he's coming home one day. Then he moved to Hoffenheim, unfortunately, and we were excited when he moved in January to Freiburg again.
Is there something to be said, because a lot of Freiburg players seem to stay for a short time? We were talking about this earlier, Robin, and then they go. There doesn't seem to be a lot of players who stay for a long time at the club. Is it something that you're used to? You know, you find someone who's good, they play very well, then they get sold. It's just normal?
I think it's the business model of Freiburg. You know, if you're a small club like Freiburg, you have to scout some young players, and then, it's good for the club if you have one or two great years with them, and then you can sell them for a lot of money, or you get your players from your youth academy, like, I don't know, Matthias Ginter, who plays at Dortmund right now, or Ömer Toprak, also at Dortmund.
But he went to Leverkusen first, but then
he's at Dortmund.
But is that important part of the club, because they seem to sell a lot of their best players? Do you think that is important for them to exist, that they have to sell their best players in order to fund the rest of the club?
Well, yes,
I think so too.
Yes. Does it not mean that there's a glass ceiling? Because we were discussing this with some of the fans before the game, and asking them what does success mean? What does progress mean for a team like SC Freiburg? Because you're in a league competing with, I divide it into different echelons. At the very top, you have obviously Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich. Beneath that, there's a group of clubs, whether it's Gladbach, whether it's Leverkusen, whether it's Schalke, whether it's RB Leipzig nowadays. I'd put, with all due respect, Freiburg even further beneath that. So what is progress? What is success for SC Freiburg?
Well, we always say the staying in the league is our championship. So that's the. I think we don't have to say much more about Freiburg. It's like Robin mentioned, it's our business model. Mm-hmm. We're an education club, still a true Verein, yeah, like we say in Germany.
We're a club.
So we know. Club. We know. How do you say AG, GmbH, company like Dortmund or Bayern AG or Red Bull, which is the worst case.
Could you just explain that? So obviously we talked about this a bit before, but what's the difference then? Why is Freiburg so different from a club like Borussia Dortmund? Because obviously Borussia Dortmund have that AG. What's the difference there for Freiburg?
Well, that's a long story.
I mean, the difference is that Freiburg didn't sell any of their shares until now. So that's basically it.
So that means that the company SC Freiburg is still entirely 100% owned by the membership of the club SC Freiburg. That's not the case at Borussia Dortmund, because they're also on the stock market. I think only, if I'm correct, only 5.7%, I think, belong to the actual club.
Right.
But they do have voting rights. Mm-hmm. And that would also be a difference then to a club like Hoffenheim or RB Leipzig.
Yeah, a big difference, yeah.
Is that important to you? Because
it is very important. It's part of the whole story.
But there may be fans in Leipzig, for example, or in Hoffenheim, who would say, well, we've got a different model here and our model is more successful.
Yeah, depends on what we define as success. So I think it's a more holistic way of thinking in Freiburg. It's the social part, it's the ecological part, and it's the economical part, that the sustainability par excellence. So we always look at the people first, and then we look at the results. So Freiburg doesn't exist to be German champion or to be in the Champions League. They just love football, and they love to educate talents. So they founded the Freiburger Fußballschule in 2001. Yeah. We were one of the first clubs in Germany who really organized the education of talents. And this worked out very well. And we're just a big family. And we're not so sad if we lose sometimes. So it's just part of the game. And if we, as I said, if we stay in the league, it's our championship. Yeah. And
that's
it's
interesting
enough
to hear, because I must admit, I mean, it's my first visit to Freiburg. John, you've not been here in quite a few years.
Yeah.
Davis, and your
that's my first
your
visit,
first visit
too.
As well. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that I think you definitely feel that. Mm. It's a relatively small city. Everywhere you go, you see, even before the game, 3 or 4 hours before kickoff, you could see fans walking around, even doing their Saturday shopping in their scarf because they were going to the game later. Yeah, I think a genuine community feel, and that's clearly something that's important to people in Freiburg.
And to go on to that, one thing I was curious about, I mean, when you go into the Schwarzwaldstadion, most of the sponsors that you see posted around the stadium, most of them are local sponsors. I mean, if you go to Allianz Arena, for example, I mean, Allianz is a big German insurance company.
Allianz
Arena. I mean, their kit sponsor is Telekom. These are huge companies. But then you see, I mean, I'm looking at your kit right now as you sit across from me. I mean, Schwarzwald Milch, that's a milk company. And you see in the red balls that you see on the top of the logo, they sell red ball hats. Yeah. And you see that too. Is it important for you that a lot of the sponsors that support the team are from the Freiburg area?
Well, I think it's very important that Freiburg is the Sportclub Freiburg is an economic factor because in this region it's not only the city. I mean, the people who go to the Sportclub, they don't they come from a big region. I mean, not only from Freiburg, they come from the Black Forest, from the Lake of Constance, from
Switzerland.
It's a big area where people get to Freiburg, and there are a lot of small and medium-sized companies.
Do you think that's important to that identity of what SA Freiburg is?
Yeah, absolutely. We're like the small village in Asterix.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we stand for the true love for football and for the fair game and for sustainability as well.
Okay.
So it wouldn't fit on our shirts if there was some kind of Telekom or arrogance.
We're talking about words like sustainability and identity, and obviously I think one massive elephant in the room here that's going to come up in terms of SA Freiburg is that you're moving stadiums. A whole part of this identity of SA Freiburg is the Schwarzwaldstadion, the stadium in the middle of the Black Forest, a beautiful stadium where you can literally see a view out over the trees of the Black Forest. It's a fantastic location to watch football.
And you look at this new stadium. I mean, I was showing this brochure around. I mean, you see the words like Heimat and Leidenschaft and Zukunft. Do you buy into any of that when it comes to the new stadium?
Or is it just marketing words?
No, it is not. I can only talk for myself, but I buy in. I buy in. We were looking very much forward to the new stadium, as well as we are sure been crying the day we leave Schwarzwaldstadion.
Was it inevitable that you were eventually going to leave the stadium, do you think? Because it is, I mean, the capacity of the stadium is less than 30,000. I mean, the capacity of the new stadium, I think, is what, 34,000, I'm correct?
Yeah, it's about...
Was the fact that you were going to move, was that inevitable, considering the fact that you were in the Bundesliga for so long and the capacity was less than 30,000?
Yeah, I think it's not only the capacity for the fans or the supporters, especially the VIPs, the VIPs. There was not really space for them. I mean, if you look at the stadium, there's a tent behind the stadium where the VIPs go in the halftime because there's not enough space in the stadium. So I think most of the supporters, they saw it as a chance to compete in the future and to be competitive in the Bundesliga.
Do you agree with that, Helge? Do you think that the stadium is important for the development of the club?
Yeah, I think it is, and it's important for the people in the region, because there are many people who can't get tickets because it's sold out in minutes. Yeah. every day. Yeah, we were
laughing when we were looking at tickets that even a game against Freiburg, I mean, we had Augsburg, to, or I mean, against Augsburg, of course. It's I mean, we were up in like the Osttribüne D in the top row. I mean, it's even a game against Augsburg, who is currently third bottom or fourth bottom in the Bundesliga. Mm. It's really hard to get tickets.
Yeah,
but also, I mean, the stadium is, like we said, it is so important to the identity of the club. And I think we've learned today that there is definitely an acceptance among a lot of Freiburg fans that in order for the club to develop, to grow, to be more sustainable in the future, that they will have to move to a bigger, more modern arena. But we've seen clubs move grounds before, whether in England, whether in Germany. Sometimes it works out, often it doesn't. Things go missing. Are there certain demands? Are there certain really key aspects of a new stadium that you, as football fans in Freiburg, really want to see?
Well, there was a campaign from the, let's call them, active supporters. It was called Stadium in Freiburg. And they had some requirements. For example, they wanted better conditions for the away fans because today the away sector is very bad. You have a bad view. If it rains, you get wet. And they had some more requirements. For example, they wanted some space for their banners or some a storeroom for fan material and also a museum, because SC Freiburg has no museum at the moment, but there's one voluntary archivist. His name is Uwe, and he collects all these small treasures, but he doesn't really have a place to show it to all of the fans. So there were some requirements made. Yeah.
Okay. What about standing? You know, moving into a new stadium. And also, I think it's really important to talk about how much fans were involved in the decision to move to a new stadium. Because I think for a lot of fans, especially in England, you know, you just move to a new stadium because you're told.
Yeah, but you were, for example, fans at West Ham weren't told. I'm not sure if fans at Tottenham have had any input.
But you were involved in this decision as fans of Freiburg, right?
Well, not me, but a lot of the fans, a lot of the ultra organizations were involved. One of the biggest demand was that there was one complete side of the stadium standing places, not seated. There was a Bürgerentscheid, a voting with the whole population of Freiburg, for the new stadium.
A referendum,
Yeah,
a referendum, yes. And there's another fact. Technically, we can't play anymore in the Schwarzwaldstadion because it's too short. Mm-hmm. The lawn is too short.
Ah, right.
A few. And there's centimeters, also a meters, I don't know. Okay. And it's
on the pitch.
It's a bit it's a bit like skiing.
So really?
It's going downhill, yes.
In one
is that why you scored three goals in the first half today?
No, that's the wrong direction.
Oh, right, so you scored three goals going uphill?
Three goals uphill, yes.
That makes it even
that's
more impressive.
Even more remarkable. Yeah. Well, they have a special
permission
every year, though they that can spend. But the main reason was really to have more people in, to get more money, of course from the tickets, but even to have more supporters and more people from Freiburg who want to watch the games. And it's always sold out. Yeah. We went down 2015 into the second league, and the whole, how do you say, saison?
The whole season.
Yeah. The whole season was sold out in the second league. Wow. And we get up again.
So speaking of the second league, and just recently, I mean, you've had Christian Streich now since 2011, and even when you guys went down to the second division, it seemed to be that there was no question that he was going to stay at the helm of the club. How important is having that? This is something that you just don't see in not just in the Bundesliga, but in modern football in general. How important is it to you guys both that Christian Streich has been the manager of FC Freiburg for the last 8 seasons.
The trainer.
Yeah.
I think it's really important. And you also have to see that he is head coach since 2011, but he's working as a coach in the club since 1995. So he's since a very long time.
He also played at the club, if I'm not mistaken.
And he also
ended
played
his career at the club
played
as
for
well.
The club. And he always stresses the importance of the whole team. But I think his personality and expertise is essential for the success of the team.
It's quite, I don't want to be doing people of an older generation a disservice, but it's actually quite unusual to see a coach of his generation adapting so well, being constantly so flexible to the demands of modern football.
Of younger players.
He's dealing with players who are several generations his younger, and yet you could see within the first 20 seconds today after kickoff, he was up off his bench on the line, demanding straight away to see exactly where his defensive line was going to be. He's adapted so well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he is football. He's living football with every corner of his body. So he is. I think he has a special talent of seeing talents. So he's for the football school in Freiburg. He's very, very important because he is a kind of father figure, and he's handling with the guys in a very holistic way. He always points out that it's as important as the playing talent as a football player, the social intelligence is very important. So they fit into a team and they're really friends and they're really there for each other, like the Musketeers. And if one makes a mistake, another one is there, and nobody blames anybody for making mistakes. And this is a very, very important factor.
Does that make you concerned going forward? Because one day he will stop. One day there will be no more Christian Streich.
Don't mention it.
Sorry to bring that up. Is that a concern at Freiburg? Will that change a lot?
I'm not sure whether it would change a lot because, as Christian Streich always says, it's not only him, it's a whole team, and there are many more coaches. They are in the club since a long time, and also the manager and the sports director, they are there since, I don't know, 10, 20 years. And
but there are concerns, Robin.
Being honest, there are concerns because
he's so special. He's so special in many ways, and I think it will get a shift. It will get a change when there will be a change if he quits someday. I don't want to think about it really.
I mean, as a Freiburg fan, you didn't have a lot coaches because as Volker Finke was there for I think 16 years.
Yeah, exactly. 16, 17.
So where do you rate Christian Streich among all the coaches?
Is he the greatest Freiburg coach of all time?
Surely, isn't he? Because he's Mr. Freiburg, surely.
No, you can't say that without hurting Volker Finke. Okay. Because he was a tipping point.
Yeah.
He was changing the game in Freiburg. Volker Finke was from our president,
Achim Stocker.
Achim Stocker. He was engaged, and he and Achim Stocker said, okay, do whatever you want. And Volker Finke wants a lot. And he had an idea, and this is historic. This is really historical change in the way Freiburg is playing football, and then moving to the Premier League or the Bundesliga. Yeah. I think he is a bit more important in the history of Freiburg. But for now, of course, Christian Streich is very, very important, including his whole team, as he always mentions. Yeah, yeah. There are a few really good trainers in the team. Yeah.
What's your best or your favorite memory as a supporter of Freiburg? You think, I mean, I'm sure you've had so many great moments. I mean, I'm sure there have been difficult moments as well. But, you know, if you could pick one moment where you thought, wow, you know, I'm here, this team has done something I never thought they could do.
And you can't pick the 5-1 win over Augsburg.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand why, but surely there's got to be something in your memories.
I mean, Helge's a bit older than me, so maybe
what?
Don't make it too obvious.
No idea what you mean.
I don't have that much experience, but I think for me it was probably the game away in Fürth when Freiburg made it to the EuroLeague. I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure when it was. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, so Fürth, I think, was in the Bundesliga in 2012-13.
So I think so too. And it was funny because the fans were already celebrating And I think then there was a penalty for Fürth, and the fans were already on the fence and so on. Yeah. And Oliver Baumann,
that was a great Freiburg team too.
He saved the penalty.
Yeah, though. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. He saved the penalty,
you have Max Kruse, Oliver Baumann, Marco Caligiuri, Daniel Caligiuri. The better Caligiuri was on that team. I think he was one of the best scorers in the Bundesliga that year. That was a great team.
Freiburg have made it into Europe on a couple of occasions. Yeah, have. You have sneaked in. is Europe something that's on your radar as a Freiburg fan?
I want to know Helga's moment first.
Yeah, first of all, yes, do that.
I really have to. It's difficult to pick one because there are so much situations, so much moments, which literally make me cry. Really made me cry. I think I think it was the snow game against Leipzig. Oh, it was a really, really special moment. When they beat that strange team from Red Bull,
very very
in
polite.
The snow, and I was unfortunately I was on the TV, so I wasn't in the stadium at that day, but I was so emotional. Yeah. And when the referee stopped the game and was 2-1 against Leipzig through this very special snow game. Yeah. They repeated it once again when I was in the stadium. They always won 2-1 against Leipzig. Yeah. But it wasn't that special. I think the snow game was historic.
And in fact, Freiburg were actually quite good in the snow. I mean, you were 3-0 down the way at Cologne.
Yeah. Cologne. There I was. Yeah. There I was in the stadium away in Cologne. And we were 3-0.
Exactly. Describe that game, because I only got text updates about that game.
Unbelievable. That game.
So you went 3-0 down. And yeah. This is a season in which Cologne hadn't won a game.
Yeah.
And they were 3-0 up against Freiburg.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, it started much earlier. We went to the stadium and it was snowing, snowing as hell. And we've been in the stadium and they were trying to get the snow off the lawn. Mm. And they didn't really succeed. Yeah. So it was snowing again and again, and they had missed to put on the heating, I think. Yeah. And it wasn't sure if the game was to be played. So then it started, and after a short amount of time, we were 3-0 in the back.
3-0 down.
3-0 down. And it was it's not unusual to Freiburg fans to be to be in that situation. So we were relaxed on the. on our seats, but then it was one, and it was two, and it was, and then we're 90.
It was a penalty.
It was two penalties in the extra time.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was very special, and Niels Pedersen was
amazing.
Nerves like steel, and he ice cold.
Is that a pun?
Yes.
Ice cold. No, yeah.
Was that not a pun, Jonathan Hardy? That's disgraceful.
And it was the first away victory in that season.
And you wore purple in your purple away kit.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, amazing. the purple
honestly,
shirt.
Obviously, I do. I also want to go back on the. I mean, cause I think it's important in terms of Freiburg as a club and the identity of Freiburg. You mentioned the game against Red Bull, or the team that represents that company in Leipzig. I think it's an interesting contrast, obviously, two completely different models of Bundesliga football. Freiburg fans have been quite vocal in their opposition to that. I think was it last season or two seasons ago where they collected money for Aufsteiger Salzburg, which is...
A
couple of years ago, I think Freiburg fans collected money for Aufsteiger Salzburg, who were a team... who were originally taken over by Red Bull in Salzburg in Austria, but the team does still exist in the lower leagues in Austria. Maybe Robin, can you explain to me what exactly is the difference? Why would a football fan in Freiburg have a problem with RB Leipzig?
Well, I think it depends if they have a problem, but as I mentioned earlier, I mean, it's the difference that as a supporter of Freiburg, you have the chance to become a member, and as a member, you have a voice on the general meeting. And I think Christian Streich said this one sentence, the club belongs to the people who identify with the club. So, and I mean, if you are a supporter of RB Leipzig. You can be a supporter, but your voice is worth, I'm sorry, nothing, because you don't have the choice or you don't have the opportunity
to
in the club. And I don't know, I mean, it's up to everyone if you have a problem with this club or not, but I think for the people here in Freiburg, this club gives a lot of identification, and because you have a voice, and it's like a family, I think.
How though? Can I, like, obviously I understand because we've been here today and we've seen it with the fans and the family feel, but how exactly do you think is the, if you were to come to Freiburg, how would you describe that identity between the community and the football team?
It's difficult to describe because it's something you feel.
I think
you feel, but then how do you feel?
But do you actually? It's okay feeling something, but a lot of people would say that okay, you're a member, you have a vote. But if you look at a lot of Bundesliga clubs at their AGMs, the actual number of members who actually go to an AGM and actually vote is about 1%, 2%. So a lot of people say, well, okay, theoretically, you have a vote, you have a say, you vote for the bars, but then they make the decisions. So, yeah, what would you say then to people who would say, well, okay, theoretically, you have a say, but in real life, there's not actually much difference? Or is there a difference? You feel something different?
Well, as I said, it's something you feel. You feel the people managing the club are authentic. They're true. They're reliable. And they don't do something bad to anybody, neither to the environment, nor to the people, nor to the city, nor to everybody. And the possibility to go there is very worth it. So even if you don't go, you could go there and you could have a voice. And I think the big difference is that Red Bull Leipzig, just like Hoffenheim or similar clubs, are the, I'm so sorry, but are the wet dreams of billionaires. They're wet dreams of billionaires. They just want to have a football club and they want to have football, Bundesliga football in their region. And you see it with a fan culture. And I live in the nearby Hoffenheim, so in Heidelberg. And the people going to the stadium in Hoffenheim, I think it's about 70 to 80% want to see the other team.
Oh,
not the home team. They just want to see Bundesliga football. It's some VIP thing. And I don't know how it's in Leipzig. I was talking to a Leipzig girl one day and she said that the city is split in the middle. So one half is with the old club of Leipzig.
Well, there are two, right?
There are two clubs. And the Red Bull Leipzig wasn't a Leipzig club originally. They've just been a club from the sixth
league. 15 years or 14 years? Yeah.
And they just made it with money. And I don't like Red Bull in the whole thing.
Well, to go on that point, I wanted to ask. I mean, there's been a lot of commercialization in football in general, not just in Germany, but in general. Now, in Germany, every week you see at least one fan. We saw one today of 50+1, preserve 50+1. From the Freiburg perspective, what do you make of the development of commercialization in football? Is that something that worries you as someone who supports a club that is very much about local identity and local support?
Well, I think you have to find a way between, right? I mean, you can't be a supporter of a Bundesliga club and you can't be totally against commercialization because it's necessary, but you have to probably find a way between, which is okay.
Do you think that we commercialization goes too far? Are there certain developments at Freiburg that take place that make you think, that's a bit too far or not? I don't know.
Well, there was a campaign 2 years ago where some Freiburg fans, they made an initiative called Unique Sportclub Freiburg e.V. and they wanted to change the statutes of the club to
change
make
the constitution of the club.
To make sure that the club will not sell any of its shares in the future. And in the end, they withdraw this request before the general meeting because the club said that they won't sell any of the shares. So, I mean, I think this is important for a lot of Freiburg fans to know that also in the future they will have the power in the club, at least on the paper.
Yeah. Well, we are worried, yes, about this.
What in particular, though? I mean, is it the clubs around you or is it your own club?
No, not the own club. The own club. I still trust in them that they don't do that selling stuff and that money stuff. But I'm worried about the development of the whole football world. Like, see Neymar, which is 200 million worth to Paris Saint-Germain. I think sports and especially football is so important for our society, for the development of the society, for the integration of people who are not born here. For children, it's a kind of identification. And if it in the end is all about the money, then the spirit is away, the magic is away, and football and sports is just another part of economy. And it's just a dead end, I think.
So how do you feel like Freiburg can manage being a club that stays in the Bundesliga and does some amount of commercialization to stay competitive?
Because some commercialization has to be necessary.
Because it has to be necessary.
Survive.
But keeps that local identity. Do you think it's possible for Freiburg to do that? I mean, do you feel like they're doing that now?
Still it is, yes. Yeah. It's like you mentioned before, the local sponsors, which are all from the local area. And the bigger stadium, which gets us 10,000 more visitors into the stadium, which gets more money, and the idea of selling talents after amount of time, like Jalasa Yunchu or like Philip Maximilian Philip to Dortmund for 20 million. So that's very, very important to us. Of course, then we're a part of the economic game again. But I think that's the level we can be still confident with it.
And if there was one thing that you could wish for Freiburg to do differently in the future, is there anything? I mean, from what we've talked about tonight, it sounds like Freiburg are the best club in the world. I mean,
it is.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of great things about this club. But is there anything that you would say, I would like to see more of this in the future?
Well, I would like to see them doing... as they are already doing, you know. I mean,
continue doing
exactly,
what they're doing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I just want to finish off with one question, bringing it right back to the present and the current season. Because Helga, you were saying before how you've been to a couple, quite a few of the games recently. I think now four in a row. You were at Stuttgart away, Schalke
Wolfsburg,
away,
Schalke.
Yeah, Wolfsburg at home. One quick, because there was an issue, wasn't there, a couple of weeks ago with the derby, I think I can say that, away at Stuttgart. It is a derby.
A derby, yeah. We don't say so.
Okay. Well, is that not the case? Why is that not? Because Freiburg is part of the area of Baden and Stuttgart is part of the area of
Württemberg.
Schwaben. So
yeah, Schwaben.
Is that not a derby?
Yeah, it's not. Most of the Freiburg fans don't call it a derby. Okay. It's just a...
Who's your biggest rival then?
Who's your biggest rival then?
The biggest rival... Well, it kind of is Stuttgart, because it's Baden and Schwaben or Baden and Württemberg.
I mean, it's far away, you know. I mean, Stuttgart is 130 kilometers away from Freiburg, and you have to go, I don't know, 700 kilometers down. Then there's Basel in another country, or to Karlsruhe. Yeah. So there are no big clubs in our area.
No.
So.
Yeah. I think a real derby would be Karlsruhe, because it's a Badisches derby, and as it was mentioned in the stadium today, the U23. Do you call them as
the reserve team?
The second team is having a derby with Balingen. So Balingen is a small village in the Black Forest,
and that's going to be a big Black Forest derby.
And a lot of players that were successful in Freiburg come from Balingen. It's a good club. It's a really good club. That's what we call a derby, because it's nearby. And Stuttgart is too far away.
It's also quite friendly, quite familiar as well. Yeah. Isn't it? I do want to mention, because Robin, you said you were at that game mm-hmm. in Stuttgart, where actually a lot of the Freiburg fans were locked out of the game, weren't they? I think, did you miss some of the game?
Yeah, right.
And well, what happened there?
Yeah, well, I was already at a stadium when a big part of the Freiburg supporters came by train. So they came with a special train with only Freiburg supporters. And they were walking to the stadium. I wasn't there, but someone told me that they were that there was some pyro, some bengalos. I don't know,
pyrotechnics and flares,
but not so much. I think two or three, and the police.
Some of the police or the stewards found pyrotechnics and flares.
No. They were
using them.
Okay. Exactly, they were using it.
Only
but
two guys
outside the stadium.
But as far as I know, the police. Catch them as they were doing this, and then the fans were going to the stadium as usual, because to Stuttgart there's always a train. And then there's in front of the stadium there's one section where are fences on the right and on the left, and at this part the police made a line at the front and stopped the supporters. And I was there in the middle, I think, and it was, I think a dangerous situation, because there was the police didn't inform.
They weren't letting the fans go
exactly,
into the stadium.
Exactly, but if you were not standing in the first rows, you didn't see what was going on, and the police, they didn't inform via a megaphone or something like that. Sure. So, and it was, I'm not sure, maybe 1 hour before the game or something like that. The time was going on and the people were getting more nervous because
you're stood in a narrow alleyway with fences both
exactly,
sides.
Exactly.
In the dark, quite cold.
It was dark. It was cold, and the people wanted to get into the stadium, but they didn't know what was going on, and they were becoming more nervous because they wanted to see the game. And at one point, a guy next to me, he fainted.
Fainted. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So two guys they brought him to the
medical tent.
Medical.
Exactly.
People.
Yeah. And a few minutes after that, the police, they let the people
go inside,
but
you missed then, 30 minutes.
Then
right?
the goal already happened, so a lot of people missed this goal, and also the club criticized this action and asked for reasons. And I'm not sure if this is answered until now.
Yeah. So this is a good topic to end on, because there a few days ago there was the Europa League. Second leg of the Europa League round of 32, where Frankfurt canceled their planned choreo because of the strong controls by police, and because I think you said this on Twitter, Matt, that it was they had confiscated a fan banner. We've seen this also before in the season with Hertha Berlin fans in Dortmund, where there was a banner confiscated. Is the relationship between the police and fans, is that something that worries you?
Well, to be honest, I think in Freiburg the relationship is very difficult. The police in Freiburg is known in whole Germany as very repressive. There was, I think it was Dynamo Dresden when they played in the cup in Freiburg last year or 2 years ago. Where they stopped?
Wasn't it this season when Dynamo Dresden played away at Freiburg? Was it not this season?
I'm not sure. It could be.
I'm also not sure. The supporters in Freiburg, they face a lot of repression from the police. I mean, and this is weird, because Freiburg is known as a green city, a left liberal city, and then there's the police, and they really try to keep the fan scene very yeah. low, yeah. right?
I got sniffed by a horse today when we were leaving the stadium. And we were, and the police were on that was on the horse. The policeman that's on the horse.
I don't think they were looking for pyrotechnics. No, probably not. Bag, Davis.
Yeah, if they were looking for that, they wouldn't have found it.
Just to be clear, the Tribune podcast were not on the road with any sort of pyrotechnics. But I think that is an interesting sort of contradiction that Robin mentioned. Jersen weren't the only team. I think Bayer Leverkusen fans also had some issues recently at a game in Freiburg. But it is an interesting contradiction that Freiburg, as we've experienced today, is a very it's a very green city. I think in the middle of the city centre, there's no cars. I think that's a new rule that's been in place for a few years. And so it's a very green, very liberal, very progressive city with a very progressive fan scene and ultra scene. I think I'm correct in saying that on the whole. But they also have, given recent examples, a relatively repressive police force to deal with.
Why do you think that is, though? I mean, don't you think that the police community should be in a better connection or should have a better connection with the fans?
Better partner. I think there's much dialogue between every
Not part. Enough dialogue.
Now, I think there is a lot of dialogue, but I don't know where the weird situation comes from. I think it depends on persons. Okay. So it's always mentioned Mr. Winterer. Mm. We had a banner recently on the Nord Tribune which says spring instead of Winterer. So it's a bit of a word game.
Wordplay, yeah.
A wordplay, yes.
What are the hardcore Freiburg fans themselves like? Are they well known for being particularly problematic or...
my perspective, no, not really.
But that's what strikes me as strange because, as you said, this is a liberal community, left wing, very green, and yet that seems like a community that deserves to have a voice. And why do you think the police would be keen to stop them having a voice? You know, they're not. It seems to me, based on my experience today, that they're not trying to cause a problem. They're trying to spread a positive message. No. So I don't understand the disconnect between a police force and a community there.
Well, this is only my opinion, or maybe it is that it's a nice opportunity for the police to show that you are a hardliner. And then if you do this with the football fans, it's very obvious to everyone. You see it also in whole Germany with the Innenminister when they have some requests and so on. So maybe that's also the case in Freiburg.
Okay, just before we finish, I wanted to ask you one question. It's a bit unrelated, but if there was one player in the Bundesliga that you could sign,
that you could sign to come to Freiburg,
who would it be?
And you've already got Niels Petersen.
Yeah, I mean, you've already got Niels Petersen, Fußballgott.
You've also got Vincenzo Grifo. I'm a big fan.
But is there one...
We also have Christian Günther.
Yeah, absolutely. And Christian Streich as a manager. If there was one player or one person you could bring to the club, who would it be? When you look at other teams and you think, we have a weakness in this position, or I would love to have that player on my team. Is there someone that comes to mind that you've watched other teams come to the Schwarzwaldstadion and you've said, I wish he was on our team? Is there someone that...
Well, maybe Maxi Philipp comes back.
Maxi. Playing well for Dortmund, I have to say.
Hashtag bring Maxi back.
Yeah. Bring Maxi back and hashtag free Chala. Yeah. So we would love to have Chala Soyuncu back. It was too early for him to leave. But it was a lot of money he brought to the club when he left to Leicester. But it was too early. I think he doesn't play there often.
Really doesn't play very often.
But again, and he was really loved in Freiburg because he was some perfect example for the Freiburger Weg, as we say.
Freiburg way.
For the Freiburg way, giving talents a chance. So he came from the second league in Turkey to Freiburg and he wasn't supposed to play in the first place. He was planned to be developed by Christian Streich, but then we had injuries and he had to play and he made mistakes. And I'm looking for so much words. I have to practice my English.
You're doing great.
Yeah, thank you. We forgive him. Christian Streich mentioned it one day. He said one thing he loved especially about Freiburg is that they are the people are forgiving. mistakes, and he's allowed to have these players on the field, on the grid, and Charles Higinci was one of them, and he was such a fighting person who fought himself into the team and then performed in a special way. And it was one day, one of these perfect special moments in Freiburg, when he scored a goal. He scored one goal with a head in a very important game. I think it was against Hoffenheim. And when you look at his face on those pictures, when he's celebrating with the fans his goal, this was like your own son is scoring.
That was the Freiburg way.
This is the Freiburg way, finding talents which nobody sees, and then bringing them to Christian Streich and his team and developing them. And then it was, I think it was the consultants, this was the, I don't know who it was, brought him to Leicester, and it was too early. He cannot manage the Premier League and cannot handle it. So come back, Chala. And
I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that the two players that you mentioned are two former players, because it does say a lot about Freiburg and this idea of family and the identity that, you know, you could have said so many different players, but you said two players that used to be a part of the family. I think that says everything.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for this week's special edition of the Tribuna podcast here in Freiburg. Thank you so much to Robin and to Helga for joining us. Do you guys want to promote your Twitter handles?
Well, it's as my name, at Helga Thomas.
And Robin?
It's at Willa Robin.
Okay. And you can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. And if you do, please leave us a friendly review. You can also like our Tribuna Podcast Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Tribuna Podcast. We have a bunch of pictures from our trip from Freiburg. So if you are bored or anything, just go to our profile, and I'm sure you like it. But Matt Ford is at Matt_4D. Jonathan Harding at JohnBlog66, 2 G's and 2 6's. And I'm at Davis_Fanopter. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.